أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. One of the most important things that we finished with last night about the way of conduct with people was al-insaf, fairness. A couple of more things I want to mention about this, and then inshallah we move about the way we have to treat this, the life of this world, dunya. First of all, there is a beautiful hadith from the Prophet, peace be on him. The hadith is reported by Abu Hamza al-Thumali, from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, from the Prophet, peace be on him. The Prophet said, "Tuba liman anfaqa al-fadla min malih wa amsaka al-fadla min qawlih wa ansafa an-nasa min nafsih." Very beautiful. Even you see the tone of the expression, how beautiful it is. The Prophet was given, as he said, "Utitu jawami al-kalam." I have been given the most comprehensive words to speak with. With little words, he conveyed many meanings. And here, as little as these words are, lucky is the one who spends what is extra of his money, keeps what is extra of his talking. أنفق الفضل من ماله. The beauty of the expression is this: spends what is extra of his money, keeps what is extra of his speaking, talking. Doesn't talk much, because most of the things that we say usually are just extra. We don't need to tell them, to say them. And أنصف الناس من نفسه. To be fair with other people compared to himself. As I said last night, the difference between adl and insaf is that adl is justice when you want to judge among other people. Insaf is justice, fairness, when you want to judge between yourself and other people. So this is very important. An anecdote is reported from Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam when he was the caliph. In those 5 years of his caliphate, we have many anecdotes, of course, reported of the noble way he treated people. And in this one, he says that while he was walking in the street, he saw a Christian old man begging. A Christian old man begging. He was probably walking with some of his ministers or people who were, of course, running the affairs. And with an angry tone, he told them, "What is this?" They were, of course, somehow taken aback. Amirul Mu'minin, with such an angry voice, "What is this?" Well, they didn't know what to say. This old man, and he was Christian, of course, it doesn't matter. This old man, he said a very beautiful sentence, استعملتموه شابا وتركتموه شيخا. You used his energy, you employed his energy while he was young, and now you have left him while he's old. And then he commanded that he should be given a stipend from Baytul Mal, from the public fund. So this idea of public funds, giving to those who do not have job or who are old, cannot work, is not something new, of course. The problem, you know, the problem with us Muslims is that we do not implement what we have, and then what other people with their own intellectual understanding apply things, we say, well, these non-Muslims know better than us. No. We Muslims are lazy. We do not implement what we know. This very hadith from Amirul Mu'mineen, giving a stipend, giving benefit to a Christian man who was old, could not work anymore, should be actually should set a standard for us, how we have to run our countries, how we have to run our society. Unfortunately, of course, nowadays we are plagued with people at the top of administration who only think about their own political position rather than thinking about people. Anyhow, this is insaf. You employ the energy of a man or a woman or whatever when they are young, and when they are old, you do not look after them. This is insaf. Now there's another area for insaf, which is very important as well. Are we fair with God? Have you ever thought about it? Are we fair with God? Just sometimes when you reflect with yourself, put yourself in place of God and look at yourself and see the way you behave towards God. Is it fair? Is it insaf? We don't have insaf towards God. Of course, He's very generous. As in Dua Abu Hamza, the Imam says, خَيْرُكَ إِلَيْنَا نَازِلْ وَشَرُّنَا إِلَيْكَ سَاعِدْ. Your benefits are pouring down upon us, our evil is coming up towards you, and every moment an angel comes up with a complaint, with a bad act from us. However, that does not stop you to continue pouring your blessings and your benefits over us. فَلَمْ يَمْنَعَكَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَن تَحُوطَنَا بِنَعَمِكَ. That does not stop you to envelop us with your bounties. Let me give you an example. I know that many of us should have this feeling. Suppose I have very good parents, they're very kind to me, very kind to me. And they actually have done everything in life so that I'm happy. I have everything in my life. They sustain me, they train me, they look after me. And then when I'm grown up, I'm sitting with some people in a party or a meeting. My parents are sitting there, and people ask me, what a good life you have. Lucky you. What a good parents. And I say, you know, actually, my uncle has raised me, not my parents. My parents would be shocked. What? Who? Well, they may not say anything. However, this is the way we are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not see things coming from Him. We see things coming from people. We see things coming from our own effort. We see things coming just naturally to us. We take everything for granted. We don't see things coming from God. It's exactly like that. We are not fair with God. We are not fair with Allah. And that's why we are told that if Allah wants to deal with you on the day of judgment with His justice, of course, no one would pass the test. إِلَهِ عَامِلْنِي بِفَضْلِكَ وَلَا تُعَامِلْنِي بِعَدْلِكَ. Ya Allah, treat us with your father, with your grace, with your forgiveness, not with your justice, not with your adl. So one other aspect of fairness, of course, this goes in our conduct, way of conduct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because we are now talking about fairness, I personally acknowledge and confess, I don't know about you, that I'm not fair with Allah. He is needless, I'm needy. He doesn't need to be looked after, I need to be looked after. But still, he's fair with me, I'm not fair with him. This is what we have always to bear in mind. And since Allah does not stop providing for us, this should somehow increase his love in our hearts. What a lovable God. What a lovable being he is. The way he treats us. And the way we behave insolently in front of him. But he does not, of course, stop caring for us. Okay, these were the usul, the seven principles of the conduct with people. I just go through it once more, those seven principles of dealing with people. أصول معاملة الخلق سبعة. The main principles of conduct with people are seven. And if in our society, in our community, in our meetings, in our sessions, in our family, we bear in mind these seven, of course we would have paradise on earth, isn't it? We would have paradise on earth. We wouldn't have any poor person. We wouldn't have anyone fighting against anyone else. But of course, you know, we are 7 billion and majority would not follow this pattern of conduct. So, أصول معاملة الخلق سبعة الحلم, forbearance, العاف, forgiveness, التواضع, humbleness, السخاء, generosity, الشفقة, compassion, you fear for others, you feel for others, one knows wishing well for everyone, and justice and fairness, والعدل والإنصاف. Now, let's come to one very other important field of conduct, which has somehow perplexed many people. Whether those who turn away from God or those who turn towards God, they don't know how they have to adjust their conduct towards the life of this world. We are usually in excess, either on the negative side or on the positive side, when we come to deal with the life of this world, with dunya. Now, let me read first what the Imam says about usul mu'amalat dunya, the principles of conduct when we face dunya, the life of this world. Sab'atun ar-ridha bid-dun, being happy with whatever is at hand, being content with whatever is available. This is one thing. Ar-ridha bid-dun. Wal-ithar bil-mawjood, to give away whatever you have in stock. Wa tarku talab al-mafqood, and do not looking for illusionary things. Things which do not exist for us or are not meant for us. In this world, there are many, many things, many beautiful things, but they are not meant for us. If we aspire for them or go after them by putting beside us every scruple, then we are after an illusion. So, tarku talab al-mafqood. وَبُغْضُ الْكَثْرَةِ. Now, this بُغْضُ الْكَثْرَةِ, I have to explain. It has several meanings. Hating multiplicity or hating ampleness. وَاخْتِيَارُ الزُّهْدِ, and choosing abstinence. وَمَعْرِفَةُ آفَاتِهَا, and knowing the harms of this world, this life. وَرَفْضُ شَهَوَاتَهَا وَرَفْضُ الرِّيَاسَةَ, and rejecting unlawful desires and rejecting that feeling to be on top of everyone else. These are the seven things which are mentioned about our treatment of the world, the way we have to interact with this world. Now, about the world, the life of the world, dunya especially, it's very difficult to translate dunya into English. Dunya, in Arabic, of course, dunya refers to the lower, the relegated aspect of human life. And sometimes it is used as opposite of akhira. Dunya is what is close, what is near, what is now. And akhira is what will come at the end, what is far away now, what we are going to go to it. But when Imam Ali Salam is talking about dunya, he's talking about that aspect of life of this world which would distract us from our aim. One of the things which Imam mentions, of course, is to be content with whatever is available or with little. Now the question is, if we are content with little, then how do we progress? How are we going to build capital? How are we going to build capital to invest for construction? These are the questions about dunya. Now, some Muslim thinkers have, in the past, have criticized this attitude of Muslims of only thinking about akhirah, not thinking about dunya, not thinking about this world, saying that, look, others have thought about this world, they have progressed in science, in knowledge, in technology, in economy, in industry, everything, and you just say, don't think about this world, just think about akhirah. So they will become your sovereigns, you will become their subjects. And this is, of course, not what is wanted by Allah. وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. Allah never ever has made the kafirin to be sovereigns of the mu'mineen. He doesn't like it. He doesn't want it. So, what is the right attitude? What is the right attitude towards dunya? We know that many Muslim mystics, many Muslim people who had strong conviction in their faith, they tried to reject dunya completely. They lived in poverty. They didn't even want to look to what the people were doing in terms of economical progress, whatever. They didn't want it. They just wanted to live abstaining from the world in poverty. Is that good? Well, I think our instinctive intellect would tell us it's not good. It's not good. Who is going to look after our children? Who's going to look after our families? If we are going to reject this life, the life of this world completely, then others should look after us, isn't it? A group of mutasawwifa, the Sufis, came to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, criticizing him of the way of his life. I mentioned this before. And Imam alayhi salam said, what are you talking about? You talk of poverty, you talk of abstinence of this world, and you look into the hand of others to feed you. Is that good? Of course it's not good. Someone, one of the companions of Imam alayhi salam, went missing for a while. Imam asked, where is he? Where is that my companion of mine? They said he has dedicated himself to worship. Morning and evening he's worshiping at home, just going for Jama'ah sometimes. The Imam said, who's looking after him? Who's feeding him? They said his brother, because he's a very pious man, he's a worshiping man. He's worshiping and his brother actually provides for him. I don't know whether he had family or not. Anyhow, Imam said, then his brother is better than him, because the brother is providing for him, giving him time to worship. So When we talk about dunya, we are talking about a certain attitude in our hearts towards what is outside. And this comes in a very beautiful hadith from Imam alayhi salam, who said, "Ad-dunya dunya'an, dunya balaghin wa dunya mal'unah." When we talk about dunya, we don't talk about one dunya. We talk about two different dunyas. One dunya, which is dunya balagh, balagh or bulgha, means provision. A dunya which is your provision. This is good. Allah praises this dunya in the Quran. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Man loves khair, that's the wealth of this world. And Allah says it's khair. نِعْمَ الْعَوْنِ عَلَى التَّقْوَى الْغِنَى. Richness, needlessness is a good support for taqwa. Of course, that's the case. And even with that, we can support others. We can make progress in the society. This is dunya balagh. Dunya mal'una. What's dunya mal'una? Mal'un is cursed. There's one aspect of life which is cursed. Dunya, life of this world. No, wealth of this world, not life, of course. Life is never cursed. Wealth of this world is cursed. When you take the wealth of this world, or what we call dunya, when you take it as your end, it becomes cursed. It becomes mal'una. When you take it as a means, it becomes dunya balagh. It's very clear. Dunya as a means for your subsistence for akhirah is dunya balagh. Dunya as an end that you actually spend whatever gift Allah has given you just to accumulate it. You leave all values just to gain it. Then of course that's dunya mal'unah. This is cursed. So it's clear. Dunya as a means is dunya balagh. Dunya as an end is dunya mal'una. And with this criterion, we can actually realize how should we interact with the world, with the wealth of this world, with the fleeting provisions of this world. If we want them for a support to help us in our life, to have a good life towards akhirah, to worship God, to do good, this is dunya balagh. This is very good. This is admired. This is desired. But if we look at it as an end, and we don't care how we get it, how we spend it, then this is the cursed dunya mal'una. Someone went to Imam alayhi salam and said, "You always talk bad about dunya. Look into Nahjul Balagha. It's full of condemnation of dunya, of the world. Be careful. Do not be cheated. Do not be deceived. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ" In Surah Fatir, "Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ." O people, acknowledge, know, the promise of God is true. You will come back to life after death. It's true. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. The life of this world should not deceive you. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. What deception? Why is so deceptive? Because we change its place as a means to an end. This is the deception of the world. When we change the place as the means to an end, we are deceived by the world. And all the things that you see in Nahjul Balagha, in condemnation of the world, is when people take the wealth of this world, the gifts of this life, as the end, not as the means. Otherwise, ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, dunya is the harvest for akhirah, of course. It's by dunya which we can reach all those levels that Allah has promised for His awliya. It's by that. There's a very beautiful expression in Rumi's book of the voluminous book of poetry. He gives a similar between life of this world and water with regards to ships. He says, the water, as long as it's outside the ship, is a support for the ship. The boats, the ships cannot move without water. It's impossible. If you put them on the coast, they cannot move. They need water. So as long as it's outside the boats, it's the support for the boats. When it goes inside the boats, it's the destruction of the boats. This is exactly the situation with the life of this world and man. As long as it's outside your heart, as long as you take it as a means, it's good. You need it. Just like the boat needs water, you need money. You need wealth. You need to live. But when it goes inside your heart, then that is dangerous. That is mal'una. That is cursed. That destroys you, drones you. And we see many people are droned in dunya because it has seeped into their hearts. Many a time when I was reciting this dua, Abu Hamza, I was thinking with myself, Imam alayhi salam beseeches, pleads to Allah, Ya Rabbi, akhrij hubb ad-dunya min qalbi. My Lord, take the love of this world out of my heart. And I was thinking, if the love of this world goes out of the heart, then do we have any ambitions? Do we have any stimulations? Do you have any motivations? Then the more I recited this dua, I realized, yes, of course. Actually, the love of this world would stop us from the real aspirations, real motivations. It blinds people. It's a hurdle, it's a barrier that we have to remove. So, before, inshallah, we'll talk about these seven principles tomorrow night, quickly. However, we should know before delving into that what we mean by dunya when we are talking about it. Dunya as a means is blessed. Send the salawat. Dunya as a means is blessed. Dunya as an end is cursed. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. در باب انصاف یک داستانی رو از زمان امیرالمومنین علیه السلام نقل میکنن که عرض کردیم انصاف یعنی اینکه انسان خودش رو به جای دیگران بگذاره و اون وقت قضاوت بکنه. یک داستان رو از زمان امیرالمومنین علیه السلام نقل میکنن که روزی ایشان در بازار وقتی که خلیفه بودن در کوفه قدم میزدن. معمولا امیرالمومنین این کار رو میکردن، سرکشی میکردن، میدیدن که اوضاع چجوریه، احتمالا با چند نفر از مسئولین اداره کشور برخورد کردن به یک پیرمرد مسیحی که گدایی میکرد. امیرالمومنین عصبانی شدن، خطاب کردن به مسئولین امور، ما هادا، این چیه؟ خب قاعدتا هم دست پاچه شدن. امیرالمومنین اینجور عصبانی، این چیه؟ حالا در روایت نقل نکرده که چه جوابی دادن، ولی اون کلام امیرالمومنین نقل شده که بعدش فرمودن استعملتموه شابن و ترکتموه شیخا، تا وقتی جوان بود ازش کار کشیدین، حالا که پیر شده ولش کردین گدایی بکنه. مسیحی مسیحی باشه، بالاخره جزء جامعه است، عضو جامعه است. این اولا هم انصاف رو نشون میده، همین ایده اولیه رفاه اجتماعی، خدمات اجتماعی، امنیت اجتماعی که امیرالمومنین علیه السلام سعی میکرد در زمان حکومت خودش برقرار بکنه، متاسفانه نگذاشتن امیرالمومنین اونجور که باید حکومت بکنه، همش جنگ را انداختن. نمیدونم خداوند چه معامله ای میکنه با اینها، ولی از اول شروع شد جنگ جمل و جنگ صفین و جنگ نهروان، و همش این 5 سال در جنگ گذشت. جنگ هایی هم که امیرالمومنین شروع نکرد، دیگران شروع کردن. جامعه ملتهب آشوب زده ای رو درست کردن در زمان امیرالمومنین. متاسفانه اگر این معیارها و ارزشهایی که امیرالمومنین قصد داشت پیاده بکنه در جامعه، مثل همین یک جمله میتونه اصلا سرمشق نظام امنیت اجتماعی باشه در جامعه اسلامی، که چطور میشه شما یک نفر رو وقتی جوان نیرو داره، قدرت داره، صلوات مرحمت بفرمایید. وقتی نیرو داره، قدرت داره، ازش کار بکشین، وقتی پیر شد ولش بکنید، به امان خدا بیاد گدایی بکنه. این نمیشه. و همین چیز عقلانی هم هست، اخلاقی، عقلانیه. جوامع مرفه این رو گرفتن. البته این جوامع هم که این کارا رو شروع کردن، مقدار زیادش به خاطر ثروتی بوده که از جوامع دیگه برداشتن آوردن اینجا، خرج این کارا میکنن. اما به هر حال اینا معیارها و استانداردهایی است که انصاف رو به ما یاد میده در سطح اجتماعی. خب حالا از اینجا منتقل میشیم به اون قسم چهارم تعامل ما. 4 قسم تعامل رو امام علیه السلام اینجا در مصباح الشریعه برشمردند: تعامل با خدا، تعامل با خود، تعامل با خلق، چهارمیش تعامل با دنیا. ما چجوری باید با دنیا تعامل بکنیم؟ این دیگه از اون نکات بسیار سخته. هم اهل دنیا در این دچار افراط شدن، هم اهل آخرت در این مسئله دچار افراط شدن. هر دو نمیدونن چجوری باید معامله بکنن با دنیا. اهل دنیا که خب همه وجود و سرمایه و زندگی و نفس و نعمتهای الهی رو همه رو خرج دنیا میکنن، که در سوره احقاف داریم روز قیامت بهشون میگن اذهبتم طیباتکم فی حیاتکم و دنیا، هر چه خیر داشتین در حیات دنیا، در زندگی دنیا صرف کردین، از بین بردید. این اهل دنیا. اهل آخرت هم که حد رو رعایت نمیتونن بکنن، وقتی میخوان از دنیا بگذرن میرن یا تو قار و یا توی دیر و یا توی معبد و اینا زندگی میکنن، تو خانقاه زندگی میکنن، مثلا کناره میگیرن از جامعه. این هر دوش افراطه. اصلا نمیشه گفت افراط تفریط هم هست، هر دو افراط هستن. یکی افراط از اون طرف، یکی افراط از این طرف. مسیحی‌ها مخصوصا کاتولیک ها خب میدانید در این در زمینه ترک دنیا سابقه خیلی طولانی دارن، دامنه وسیعی دارن. تمام جای جای اروپا رو شما میبینید دیره، دیر غیر از کلیسا سلطنت، اینا جایی که تارکان دنیا میرفتن اینجا زندگی میکردن، راهبان مسیحی زندگی میکردن. خب درست بوده این کار؟ خب قرآن میگه نه، اگه برای اونا درست نیست برای مسلمان هم درست نیست. این که برن خانقاه و اینا زندگی بکنن یا از مردم کنار بیان درست نیست. در سوره حدید و رهبانیتن ابتدعوها، رهبانیت رو، نظام راهب شدن و اینا رو، راهب و راهب شدن اینا خودشون درست کردن. ما کتبناها علیه، ما ننوشتیم، ما نگفتیم این کار رو بکنن. اینا میخواستن خدا رو راضی بکنن، این کار رو کردن، نه اینکه میخواستن خدا دور بشن. و رهبانیتن ابتدعوها ما کتبناها علیهم الا ابتغاء رضوان الله، ما اون چیزی که گفتیم گفتیم دنبال رضای خدا باشید. فما رعوها حق رعایتها، اینا نتونستن رعایت بکنن، نفهمیدن چجوری باید دنبال رضای خدا باشن، حدشون با دنیا چی باید باشه نفهمیدن، ندونستن. خیلی مشکل انسان حد خودش رو با دنیا بدونه. آیا فقر خوبه؟ آیا گوشه نشینی خوبه؟ نه، کجاش خوبه؟ اگر ما دنبال گوشه نشینی و فقر باشیم، وقت دیگران باید ثروت و دنیا رو بگیرن و بسازن و صنعت و تکنولوژی و سلاح و همه چی بعد بیان بر سر ما مسئولی بشن. خب این کجاش خوبه؟ و اعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوه، اینکه تا اونجا که میتونید قدرت بر علیه دشمنانتون جمع بکنید، مگه غیر از با ثروت دنیا میشه؟ ثروت دنیا میخواد. اگه همه بگن ما نمیخوایم ثروت دنیا رو، میخوایم بذاریم برای دیگران، که درست نمیشه. خب پس ما گیجیم اینجا، چجوری باید با این دنیا برخورد بکنیم؟ یه حدیث اولش رو میگم، فردا شب انشاءالله که شب آخری است که من در خدمت شما هستیم و بعد از خدمت استاد ارجمند جناب حجت الاسلام و المسلم آقای شمالی استفاده خواهیم کرد انشاءالله، فردا شب دنبالش رو عرض میکنم، یعنی تفسیرش رو عرض میکنم. امام علیه السلام فرمودن از دنیا، دنیاان دو نوع دنیا داریم، دنیا بلاغن و دنیا ملعونه. یه دنیا، دنیای بلاغ و بلغه. بلغه یعنی این که برای زندگی شما، زاد و توشه شماست، این دنیا بلاغ. یه دنیایی هم هست که دنیای ملعونه، همون دنیایی که شما نهج البلاغه رو که میخونید از اول تا آخر امیرالمومنین از دنیا انتقاد کرده، بد گفته، تحذیر کرده ما رو از دنیا، فریب نخورید. در قرآن هم همینطوره، یا ایها الناس ان وعد الله حق فلا تغرنکم الحیات الدنیا ولا یغرنکم بالله الغرور. وعده خدا حق، زندگی دنیا شما رو فریب نده. این دنیا، این حیات دنیا که این در سوره فاطر خدا میفرماد، این دنیا ملعونه است. دنیا بلاغ البته چیز دیگری است، اون خیراتی است که خداوند داده، تفصیلش رو انشاءالله فردا شب عرض میکنیم. پروردگار را به حق محمد و آل محمد، طاعات و عبادات این جمع همه را قبول به اجابت خودت قبول بفرما. امر فرج ولی عصر نزدیک بگردان، به فرجش فرجی به امت اسلام عطا بفرما. و صلی الله علی محمد و آله الطاهرین.